This is Dixie Crow reporting on biosecurity measures in the livestock industry. Some segments of the livestock industry have well-developed protocols in place to deal with infectious diseases. Managers and veterinarians prepare these measures ahead of time, allowing facilities to quickly isolate sick animals and provide appropriate treatment if an outbreak occurs. However, not all areas of the industry are as prepared as others. Sarah Wincoop, a graduate student at Colorado State University, is studying the biosecurity at smaller ranches and feedlot facilities as part of her thesis project.
My name is Sarah Wincoop. I am a Master's of Agriculture student. I'm doing my thesis work on biosecurity in feedlots, specifically in the smaller feedlots that tend to see a lot more community involvement and a lot less biosecurity between the different ranches.
Sarah, what is one thing that can stop the spread of infectious diseases between facilities?
Making sure everybody stops at the office when they first come into the facility. And just have a simple question of, have you been to any other barns, ranches, facilities lately? Or if so, have you washed your boots? Did you wear boot covers? The question may seem tedious and some people might get upset about it, but in the end, you're looking out for your health, the animal's health, and your facility's reputation.
What are some of the recommendations you can make now for livestock facilities?
When you do have these facilities and they're in direct contact with the animals, having them wear gloves, wear rubber boots that can be sterilized, wear any boot that can be sterilized, really. You can have them wear boot covers. If you're in a facility that has strangles and horses, foot baths, and the clothes that that person wears does not go near anything else. It goes straight into a washer because strangles can live on your clothing and can be transmitted that way.
What is it about biosecurity that made you want to study it?
For me, it's really interesting to see how easily things get spread. You can kind of compare it to an activity that a lot of us did as kids, where you shake hands with everybody and then you use a special dye and you can see your germs that were spread between your entire classmates. And you can just see that how fast one set of germs can transmit. And a simple thing like washing your hands can stop that. And so it's similar to the livestock industry that you can take simple practices and keep your animals healthy.
What is the main goal of biosecurity for you?
It's a lot about educating and making sure that everybody's well informed.
Biosecurity may be a buzzword in society today because of human infectious disease outbreaks like H1N1 and Ebola, but it also encompasses food security. The work of students and scientists like Sarah Wincoop, who evaluate biosecurity and make recommendations for better management practices at all levels of the livestock industry, can play a role in consumer confidence and agricultural production. This has been Dixie Crow reporting for Colorado State University.